Tampa Bay's TAN Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Looking out on the morning rain. Ooh. I used to feel so uninspired. Ooh. And when I knew I had to face another day. Ooh.
And yes, you do. You make me feel like a natural woman. Or do you? Just kidding. Hopefully, and that's our whole topic today. Welcome to the Shrink and Wrap Show. You're listening here live at TAN Talk Radio here in Clearwater, Florida. Welcome Tampa, St. Pete, Dunedin, Wesley Chapel, and who am I missing?
Brandon.
Dade City. 813-727. And again, you're listening to the Shrink and Wrap Show. My name is Tracy, and I'm here with Trish and Juan. Hello, Juan. Hello, Trish.
Hello. Listen, every show had like their own weather situation.
Yeah.
Yesterday was a very thunderstorm
thing. Oh, like yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you come today, it's a sunny day, beautiful weather.
We brought the sunshine.
Oh, you breathe the sunshine.
Yeah. Listen, we're here, rain or shine. I drove here by myself one time during the hurricane stuff. That was not so much fun, but we did it.
Oh.
We're all together. Yeah.
The
show must go on. That's right. Fake it till you make it. Juan, how are you doing with your new position? We miss Matt. We love Matt. Matt's still part of our family, but you're added to our family. But how are you doing?
Well, I feel very good. I feel now like a part of the family, part of the team.
Yeah.
No, I'm giving my best.
You are definitely part of our Shrink and Wrap family for sure. And I hope they're paying you a lot to deal with us because we are a lot to handle. A hot mess, right?
Sometimes we can be.
So all of you that are out there right now driving in your car and getting ready for your holiday, Easter, hopefully. And by the way, I'm going to say Happy Easter now. We're going to talk a little bit about that throughout the show or at the end of the show. But Happy Easter and happy whatever you celebrate this coming weekend as well. But who are we? So we are the Shrink and Wrap Show. And what we do here is we have the mindset of everybody matters. And we are trying to get together in this life. There's a Prince song, you know, right?
Get through this thing called life,
which I probably need to play that song sometimes. So, but we use licensed therapists. And we'll use some good songs, and then we have opinions of from our friends who are the raps, and we tie it all together. And we don't want anyone out there to feel alone because you matter. Everybody matters, and life gets tough. So, and a lot of people have the same thing. So we like to share topics and just let you know that we're your friend, and not to feel alone because some of these topics you get through by hearing from opinions and suggestions from others. And which is, just to let you know that this show, the Shrink and Wrap Show, is only suggestions and opinions. And again, it's only suggestions and opinions. And I always say, check out the Shazam app. It's S-H-A-Z-A-M. S-H-A-Z-A-M. You hear a song on our show, you just push that button, it'll play that song. And I think it's really important to listen to the lyrics of songs because it really, it's like a psychologist.
It's
basically
therapy.
It's therapy.
Through music.
And you can get so much, and it might just unlock some answers that you've been looking for through your songs. And, and we're also trying to find happiness here. If you're out there still listening to me, if you haven't switched the dial yet. But if you're looking for happiness, you know, happiness, we've been talking about Greek mythology, and there's four different types of love. And we're trying to figure out a balance in life to find joy and happiness. And sometimes you can't always find that. And if you can't, that's okay. You can go see a therapist. And I think it's very unusual for people not to have a therapist in their life nowadays. Do you agree?
I think pretty much people need, there's some part of their life where they could use some extra help, of course.
Right. And if you can't find what you're looking for, feel free to call someone or one of our licensed therapists on our shows. So with all that being said, we always start with a loosen up song. And we are talking about Eros, love. And believe me, I do want to tell everybody, in case there's any humanity teachers out there or anything, the Greek mythology terms go way deeper than what we're saying. So we're just touching on them. And again, suggestions and opinions, but a balance in our life. So let's start off. We're talking about romantic love. Let's start off with our loosen up song. Maybe this will get us started.
Okay.
Say, 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 hey, hey, now, baby. Oh, my mind on play now, baby. Say, 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 hey, hey, now, baby. So let's go on things straight now, baby. Tell me if you love me or not, love me or not, love me or not. At the house on you, am I lucky or not, lucky or not, lucky or not? You gotta tell me if you love me or not, love me or not, love me or not. I'm wishing for you, am I lucky or not, lucky or not, lucky or not?
And that was Maroon 5 and What Lovers Do. Do you think he has an idea of what lovers do?
He must.
He must. If he can sing to that tune, that's right. And also, I wanted to tell you guys that the first song was from the great Aretha Franklin. And You Make Me Feel Like a Woman. And this show is not just always about women. It's also about men. So everybody matters on our show. And, relationships are super important. And we had last week a wonderful therapist. Her name is Rowene. We're working on getting her on the line right now. But Rowene, she gave us so much information last week. I cannot get over how much information and how many notes I took look at my notes from last week.
That was yesterday. There's a lot to learn, and she has a lot to teach us.
And that was only 15 minutes, and we welcome Rowene right now. Rowene, I started sweating, girl. How you doing?
I'm doing well.
Thank you for coming on today. I was thinking maybe she's in sessions right now. How are you doing?
I'm terrific. How are you doing today?
We are doing great, and even better now that you're on the phone. And I just want to introduce to you all of our listeners. Stay tuned right here, because Rowene has got so much great information to save your relationships and to help you find yourself. And Rowene, I'd like to introduce you right now. You have a history of committing to helping to others. You were a licensed practical nurse for 10 years. You got your master's degree in social work. You attended the University of South Florida. And you completed a certificate program in sexology. Is that correct?
Yes, absolutely correct.
And one of my favorite things of your bio here is, and I want everybody, because I want, when you're taking information from someone, you really need to know what they're about. And this is my favorite paragraph about you, Rowene, is that the Hillsborough County School System, you worked in the Hillsborough County School System as a school social worker, but you provided services for the homeless, the unprivileged, and emotionally handicapped children and families. And You know, I think that to me is when you're helping others that really, really need the help as well. It says a lot about you. So congratulations to you, and I'm so happy and honored to have you on our show. So thank you for your time today.
You are most welcome. I am always grateful to have the privilege of accompanying people on their journeys, because it is a challenging thing moving through life.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I saw a couple of weeks ago, it was like a little plaque, and it said, the definition of courage is looking at something, knowing it might hurt, and doing it anyway.
Yes.
The definition of stupidity is looking at something, knowing it might hurt, and doing it anyway. Mm-hmm. Therein lies the hardship of life.
Yes. Wow. And that was just
deciding
the first minute of having Rowena on.
Right. Deciding whether it's courageous or stupid. That can be one of our big questions.
Yes. Well, I want to, bring all of our listeners out there who were not listening last week.
Mm-hmm.
We've been talking about the Eros part of Greek mythology, and it is important. Reproduction is important. Physical is being physical with your spouse. So that's important, whether it's holding hands, whether it's kissing, and the intimacy part is super important. We establish all that. But you actually bring people together, and you're a therapist if they want to go further. And I just wanted to recap a couple of things from last week's show before we go into this week's show. Is that okay? Because I took a ton of notes, and you had recommended a book last week for people looking to improve. The name of that book was Mating in Captivity. Is that correct? By Esther Perel?
Yes.
Okay, so that's, if you're listening to us right now and you're having any relationship issues, you might want to start. Rowan has suggested that book, and it's by Esther Perel. And so thank you for that last week. The definition of monogamy, you said, was married and committed to one person, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then fidelitas is not the same, but does that include the intimacy part or this, you know? I was a little confused with monogamy because it's being committed to one person physically and emotionally.
Well, the absolute definition of monogamy is being committed to one person in marriage or in partnership.
Okay.
We often culturally talk about monogamy when really what we're considering is fidelity, and fidelity is sexual and emotional commitment to one person.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than just, I'm going to commit to you and that's it.
Right. I think with monogamy, I would think that the terms that come with that, and I kept using value last week, but I think quality and value. Quality, too. The quality of a relationship is so important, and monogamy definitely offers that. And then you can get into the fidelitous part. Would that be fair to say?
Yes. I mean, and this day there is a movement toward consensual non-monogamy,
mm-hmm.
which is not specifically you're able to be that.
Mm-hmm.
Because monogamy is married to one person or committed to one person, but then when you say consensual non-monogamy, that really only applies to polyamory, which is being in a relationship committed to more than one person.
Yeah, so if you are in a relationship and one person is all about monogamy, then you have this other one that's into this polygamy or whatever, that's going to be probably
polyamory.
A problem.
Yeah.
Problematic.
Yes.
It's going to be problematic.
It is problematic.
So I think it's probably pretty important to understand those terms.
Exactly. And to be able to communicate about that.
Right.
And communication is huge.
Yeah.
not just between couples, but between friends, between all parents, children, siblings, because we all have a little bit different perception mm-hmm. of what words mean or concepts mean. And so getting on the same page, so you're speaking the same language, is really important. And often when couples come to see me, they're in a heightened state of disagreement, and they want me to say who's right.
Yeah, last week you had said that you're an interpreter, but not a mediator.
Exactly.
Yeah, you had mentioned
so
that last week.
That's why I wanted to reconfirm that, that it's about one of the things that I do. It has to do with making sure we're speaking the same language and interpreting the language of the partners so that they can be heard.
Yeah, because you gave some great advice to listening skills, and like you said, I think you had said that people process things differently, and you had said listening with the ideas of understanding is more important than listening with the intent to respond. That is huge.
Absolutely. Yes. And
huge in life, in your relationship, and everything.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And so knowing for yourself, what's your curiosity level when you go into a discussion with anyone?
Mm-hmm.
Are you going in with the idea to understand where they're coming from or to make them understand where you're coming from?
Mm-hmm.
And if each person in a conversation only wants to make the other person understand, then you end up in like verbal tug of war. And nobody feels understood or heard.
And you're not heard, and it, like you had said last week, that it definitely creates a lot of conflict, so you can't even get, if you don't have the correct listening skills, you're not going to get past the problem, for sure.
Mm-hmm. That's absolutely.
Well, the other thing you had said, too, and communication is irreversible. That's the one thing I think people should know, that you really should think before you speak, because it is irreversible. And like you said, some women hold on, not just women and men and mm-hmm. whoever. Some people hold on to things that were said to them 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm glad that you said that. But I also, before I let you take over, I'm just recapping last week for our new listeners that are on this week, because I think you were fascinating uh-huh. last week. You had also said that the top three problems in a marriage was financial issues.
Mm-hmm.
Or ideas that might differ, and also how to raise the kids, and then also the sex part of the intimacy part. Or not? It's not intimacy. I can't say it. I call it intimacy, but she calls it. Yeah, it is. You know, the deed.
The three-letter word.
It's the deed.
That's the
fact. I have to look up words because it's just weird for me to say, and I'm on air, and I'm very conservative in some of that in public. But anyway.
Uh-huh.
All right, so and intimacy, you explained that as being emotionally vulnerable to your partner and to yourself, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and it requires looking within. And I'm going to let you take it from there, because I thought all that was so good. What do you have to say about all of that from going into this week? What do you have to say?
Well, so going into this week, I wanted to further expand on the importance of communication and offer a couple of maybe tips, mm-hmm. if you will, for our listeners mm-hmm. and for ourselves as we are going about in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the important things we need to know when we're communicating is to use I statements. Because the moment we want to express something to someone else and we say you, the unconscious mind begins to raise its defenses.
Mm-hmm.
So even if I say, you look, before I even get to what I'm going to fill in next, the unconscious is already creating a defense.
Mm-hmm.
And any conversation, any interaction that we go into where we feel defensive doesn't have the best opportunity or chance to flow into harmony.
Mm-hmm.
That sets the stage for us being picking up our end of the rope for the tug of war.
Mm-hmm.
So if we can start with, I've been feeling dismissed. And let's talk about how that impacts you.
Mm-hmm.
I've been feeling dismissed, like you think what I have to say is unimportant. Is that the direction you're going with that?
Mm-hmm.
What would be your response to someone who asks you that?
Well, yeah, I mean, you always say, I've learned that where you always say I, because you, it just, everything gets lost, and it's like, you know, it's like your point, it's your fault, it's you. You should say, and you need to express your feelings with I, right? I mean, I feel this way, and then it opens up more of a listening type from the other person.
And you want to know, like, if you said that to me, I've been feeling dismissed, how I might respond to that?
Yeah, if I said to you, I've been feeling dismissed, and I'm wondering if that's your intent, how would you respond to that?
I would probably ask, what have I done to make you feel that way?
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you would be curious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, open up your listening skill. You're listening to what their needs are.
Exactly. Where if I took the same information and said, you've been ignoring me lately,
then I'd say,
what do you think's going to happen with?
No, I haven't.
Mm-hmm. Right. And therein starts the tug of war.
Right.
Now, then it becomes a whole other topic, because then, you know, they're like, well, I've been doing this, I've been doing that. Then you get lost in transition.
Mm-hmm. True.
Yeah.
Yep. You go on the defense.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Defensiveness automatically sets up, and then that's how you have the tug of war. Some of the traps that couples may encounter with I statements is this one. I feel like. And when you say I feel followed by anything other than an actual emotion, it becomes a thought.
Mm-hmm.
And not an actual representation of your feelings. No one's feelings are wrong. For them.
I like that statement.
Thoughts can be misguided.
Mm-hmm.
And they're an interpretation. So that's much more thing that's easy to argue with.
Mm-hmm.
If I say I feel hurt, then you can't tell me I don't feel that way. Now, people will try.
Mm-hmm.
And then the listening and the learning stopped.
Mm-hmm.
So it's using I feel statements, not I feel like, because that's a thought, or I feel that, also a thought.
Mm-hmm.
And really, one of the areas that I think we are most negligent in is, what do we know about feeling? If I have you to name five feelings for me, what feelings would you tell me?
Well, I don't know you. Behind closed doors. I'm being funny.
Five feelings in general?
In general.
Oh, love, hurt, pain, emotion, sadness?
Well, emotion is what describes the feeling. So what, there are like over 200 feelings and emotions.
Okay.
And yet, we have a hard time naming five.
Do you feel alone? I would think alone would be a big one.
Loneliness is at pandemic levels in the United States these days.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So yes, loneliness is definitely an important feeling.
Mm-hmm.
What other feelings can you think of? Just not necessarily pertaining to you, but just off the top of your head.
Insecure. insecure.
Okay.
Right? Mm-hmm. I mean, do you want them all, like, there are times I feel happy, too. I don't want to be, like, you know, a sad song. Right. But, you know, in relationships, I would think insecure, lonely, overwhelmed.
Sometimes overjoyed.
In a
good way.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, yeah, there are some good, you want to reinforce the positive, too. Is that what you're getting at?
What I will say to you is that every time I ask this question to people, whether they're couples with me or on the air or wherever I'm at, the initial emotions listed are usually negative.
Yeah, that's what I did. Right. Just three. But I did say I don't want to have a sad song. I was thinking of my positive stuff. But, but they're usually negative. That's interesting.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yes. There's usually, when I ask for five, I usually get four negative ones and one positive.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Because that's an area where we don't get any education.
Mm-hmm.
What are the feelings? How do you identify what those feelings are?
Mm-hmm.
And particularly if you are male in this country, you're only allowed two.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
Those two are angry and happy.
Mm.
Wow.
That's not fair.
No.
That's why I say men matter on this show. You know, everybody matters to me, and they have feelings. You know, I'm sorry. I don't like bashing, but
is that changing, though?
No, I don't either.
Is that starting to change a little bit, where men can feel more secure showing different types of emotion?
I would like to think so. We've still got a long way to go before it is truly acceptable for men to be able to express the breadth of their emotions.
Mm-hmm.
And for us as women, we have to make it safe to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know that we always do, because it can be scary for us when the roles begin to shift and the men are vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we spend a lot of time saying we want that as women. But then when it comes to us, what are our reactions to it? Because we're not familiar with it either.
I love that you're bringing that up, because men, you know, they have to hold everything in, and, you know, you need to think about that. I have a son, you know, and, you know, they have emotions, and they bottle them up, and I don't know, it's,
right.
I'm glad you brought that up. That's what I'm saying. I think that's wonderful.
Yeah, it's important that we recognize that with our sons, our spouses, our friends, that we, male friends, we need to have a more open vocabulary around emotion.
Mm-hmm.
And that it's acceptable, and the ones that there are.
Yep.
And go ahead.
No, I'm good.
Yeah. So noticing ourselves. So ourselves are our best guidance system, if you will. If we use our feelings, they will give us lots of information about not only our partner but ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
But in order to do that, we have to become conversant in what all the feelings are and educate ourselves to the breadth that they are. And then one of the things I have encountered is, for a long time, we're like, we want men to be able to cry. But then, as adults, I hear these women in the relationship saying, he cries, it's so wimpy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what kind of mixed message is that?
Yeah. There is a term called emotional manipulation. Hate to say it, but there is.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
And we all... The thing with emotional manipulation that I think it's important to hear is that women get attributed to being the ones who emotionally manipulate more than men do.
Mm-hmm.
Emotional manipulation is an equal opportunity experience. Both men and women do it. It's how we do it, and what's the purpose? What are we, like, are we doing it because we don't know any better? Or are we doing it because we're consciously aware that we want to control that person?
Mm-hmm. Or unconsciously. Could you do that unconsciously?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Because as I said, I think last week, maybe the week before, 95% of what's going on in our brain is completely unconscious. And it's from that 95% that all of our behaviors, emotions, thoughts, and beliefs are motivated.
Mm-hmm.
So absolutely the manipulation then becomes unconscious. And so self-awareness continues to be the very first most important thing that we must do.
Self-awareness.
To know who we are on the inside. Mm-hmm. Self-awareness. I went on Saturday to this restaurant that was all about the superficial. The presentation was amazing and fun, kind of kitschy.
Mm-hmm.
Food, not so much.
Mm-hmm. Oh, quality.
And it exemplified to me a lot of what our society does. We place a lot of emphasis on the superficial without looking deeper.
Mm-hmm. That's a good analogy.
And without, again, without creating a congruency between what we are superficially doing and what we are acting out.
Mm-hmm. That's why I use his terms quality and value. And I think you have to have, that's part of the ingredients of making a relationship last. And I think that's what we've been trying to get to. And you said it takes more than love to make it work.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So I think quality, what you're saying about your restaurant, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. comparison is definitely, is that what you're saying? Quality.
Oh, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's interesting because the whole story is I set up an expectation that it was a $4 sign restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
So that it was expensive,
mm-hmm.
and I equated in my mind that it was expensive, so it must be really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that the thing that the society, the culture does is look at the superficial and say, oh, that's going to be good based on what we see or what it costs.
Mm-hmm. Mm,
definitely. Yep.
Mm. And then create a whole story in our minds about how it's going to go, what it's going to be, and then inevitably we can be disappointed.
Mm-hmm.
My experience at this restaurant was very disappointing because my expectation was the food would be wonderful, and the food really wasn't that wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the 4-foot fork that was stuck in the plate the steak was served on, that was pretty impressive. Yeah. I've never seen a 4-foot fork before.
That's funny.
Again, though, that's the presentation.
Yes.
Not the quality.
But it's all about... Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's what we've been... Exactly. That's why we brought you on, to hopefully save relationships and marriages down the road, and to know that there is someone like you that can help them. Rowene, we're down on time, but I definitely want to give... Yeah, and you're going to come here next week, right?
Yes.
You're going to come to the show live. I cannot wait. And I'm going to give you a keychain then, because yes, you've been on three times and you earned it. But before we, I thank you today for that information. There's so much. I want to get into the unconscious. I want to know how to unlock that. Because when you have problems in your unconscious, like, how do you unlock that? But we've got plenty of shows we're going to have with you. You are so amazing. I took so many notes last week. And there's so much to still talk about. We're still not on question three. We're only on two still.
We're not.
Yeah. But again, if you want to reach Rowene, can you, we've got the www.rowene.net. And what phone number you got there for her, Trish?
Okay. It would be, wait a minute. I want to make sure I'm giving the right one. 505-847-6363. Is that correct, Rowene?
Yes. That okay. is correct.
And then her website, too.
Is roehe1@roene.net.
Okay.
It's roene1@roene.net is my email address.
Right. Yes. And one more time for the phone number.
Okay. And the phone number one more time is 505-847-6363.
Rowene, thank you so much. I cannot, next week, I'm going to have to set some more time aside for you. I cannot wait to meet you in person. I'm so looking forward to it, and I thank you so much. You are really good. Like, she's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
we learned
you.
A lot.
Yeah.
We have a lot to learn.
I'm thinking I need to make an appointment.
Well, we have one every Thursday.
we have one every Thursday. No, so anyway, thank you so much, and I'm sorry to have to cut time. We're really but we look forward to meeting you next week, and you'll be right here at the Shrink and Wrap Show at Tan Talk Radio.
Wonderful. I look forward to it. Have a great week.
You too, Rowene. I'll be talking to you soon. Thank you so much. So we're going to go right into our main song right now. Let's take a listen to Blake Shelton and Gwen Stefani.
Don't have to leave this town to see the world, 'cause it's something that I gotta do. I don't want to look back in 30 years and wonder who you're married to. Wanna say it now, wanna make it clear for only you and God to hear. When you love someone, they say you set them free, but that ain't gonna work for me.
That song, and what a cute couple they are.
They are.
And again, I think we know their secret, and I would put that under the term of monogamy. Wouldn't you?
Yes, and they communicate through song.
That's right. I love it.
Yeah.
It's all good. So hopefully that song will inspire you to have a healthier relationship. So now we have on the phone, shifting gears, to Vanessa from Bella Lucia.
Hi. How's everyone doing?
We're doing good. Sorry to put you on a little bit of hold there. We got a little behind, but thank you for joining us today. How are you doing?
Thanks for having me.
Good.
Great.
good. So we've been talking about Eros, and Vanessa is our Tampa connection for the boutique of Bella Lucia. And that boutique is named after her daughters, Bella Lucia.
That's so cool.
Is that correct?
Yes, it is.
That's right. So tell us, we've got probably about 3 minutes, 3 to 4 minutes here. I'm going to let you tell us, what is in style for spring? What would you wear on a date or with your husband? And give us your take. And you also had an event last night that helped the Humane Society. So I'm going to let you take over from all that.
Sure, sure. I think what we're seeing now for the trends are a lot of dresses. I feel like pants are kind of in the background, and it's bringing back like the feminine look, which is so important. We're seeing all different lengths, long, flowy, some short, flowy, not so much fitted dresses. But I think the greatest thing about the styles that are going on right now is that it's allowing women to kind of express their femininity, and I think that women really want to dress for their partners, and I think a lot of people are doing this date night every week because they get so caught up in their life, and people are coming to the store all the time, and they're asking for that little special date night top or date night dress to wear. Maybe it's a first date. Maybe it's somebody they've been married to for 30 years, but I feel like we're kind of going back to that time where we want to dress up again and get out and express our creativity.
Yeah, good.
So the fashion world right now is really strong. We're seeing a lot of pastel colors, which is really fun. We had a great event, like you said, last night.
I was there. It was wonderful.
Society.
Yes.
Oh,
thank
so
you so
great.
Much. Yes.
Sure. And to be a part of the community and to be able to give back, I mean, especially with all these animals that just have nowhere to go. Mm-hmm. And there's so many ways that you can donate, whether it's attending events like we did here last night, or care packages for these animals, you know, who come in there and they need toys for them and food for them. And there's just a lot of different ways to donate and support, you know, the Humane Society. But we like to do that here at the store. We like to do a lot of different events to support our community and to make women feel beautiful.
Yeah.
So it was a nice night. We had a lot of fun.
And Vanessa, that's what I love about you, and that's what I want to promote. And again, everything positive. I mean, small business owners and business owners like Vanessa like to lift people up, give you confidence to get out there, and then she gives back to the community. And that's what our connections here of the boutiques do. And Vanessa represents our Tampa one for right now for the Shrink and the Wrap Show, and will always. I have to give you a keychain.
Absolutely.
You've definitely on there. But if anyone would like to visit, and you will be visiting us again, but if you would like to visit Bella Lucia, she is located on 3006 West Swan Avenue, Tampa, Florida. Again, that's 3006 West Swan Avenue. And is there a phone number they can call you, Vanessa?
Yes.
Go ahead and give that.
At 813-374-7019.
Can you repeat it one more time?
813-374-7019.
Okay, that sounds great. So check it out. She's giving back to the community, and we will have you back on again. Thank you so much for your time.
Oh, thanks so much. Have a wonderful weekend.
And Vanessa, thank you for giving back to those sweet little animals.
Absolutely.
Yes, so
absolutely.
Sweet. And your clothes
absolutely.
Are amazing.
Oh, thanks so much again.
Thank you. We'll be talking to you soon. Thank you. Okay, we're shifting real quick. So what is nonprofit? Speaking of nonprofit, what's going on?
Well, first of all, I'm so excited that she did that for the Humane Society, because
yes.
you know that's so dear to my heart,
yes.
the animals.
Yes.
But real quick, I want to mention this is the final week for this really nice event that the Charles Schwab over in Citrus Park is mm-hmm. having. A birthday buddy tree, and it's a collection drive in support of the Heart Gallery of Tampa. So what you do is you get a card that highlights a specific child and what you can do to help them feel loved on their birthday and make them feel extra special. So you're a buddy to a child in the foster care system.
Oh, that's so nice.
Yeah, and they're at 7 002 Gun Highway in Tampa. So it's the final week. It's going on through March 29th. They're there 8:30 to 5:30.
That's really nice.
Yeah.
Good job.
Uh-huh. And also there's a wine tasting fundraiser for horses for the handicapped.
Oh.
Yeah. It's to promote and teach recreational horseback riding and care for the special needs citizens of Pinellas County. And that's 7 p.m. on Friday, March 29th, tomorrow.
Thank you.
In the Seminole City Park.
Thank you, Trish.
So those are a few fun events.
So you covered our agape love under the Greek. And so we've done the Eros, and Vanessa, and you did the agape.
Uh-huh.
And then Renee's going to do the Ophelia pretty soon. But
Okay. Before
we go to Renee, I do want to mention I was going to have a guest on last week, but when I lost my phone, wasn't able to get in touch with her. But We are going to have her coming on. Speaking of animals, there is a vet tech service, and it's a televet, and I can't wait to have her on, and she's going to be talking about you can actually go online and have a televet with your animals. So we're going to
It's like telehealth, but
yes,
for animals.
For animals,
nice.
Which is great. And the name of their company is Pet Harmony. Check it out, Pet Harmony, and something very new and very needed. So thank you, Azza. And before we go to Renee, we're going to do this in one and a half minutes, maybe two.
Uh-oh.
The final rose.
Oh, the final rose.
Yeah.
It was so good.
I got goosebumps just saying that. It was amazing. Do you watch that one?
The Bachelor?
Oh, yeah.
It was all about women power.
Yeah.
I love it. Togetherness.
Yeah,
women.
They were really... Daisy, I got to say, of all the ones I've watched, this one was amazing. Daisy had a lot of class.
She did.
Joey had a lot of class, and Kelsey did too. All the girls were amazing, but Daisy, she could see the way they looked at each other, that they were meant to be. She was classy and very intuitive of the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Her parents raised her with love, grace, and understanding, even though she got rejected. But she took all that, and she didn't take it personally, just understood the heart wasn't with the heart. And do you have anything to say about that show?
I just have to, you know, give them so much credit for what they did together. They went together to the ceremony. They drove in the same car. They really empowered one another. And it's very refreshing to see that between two women.
Yeah.
And I think in competition like that.
I agree. And I think the heart wants what it wants. So why would you want something if the heart didn't want it?
Mm-hmm.
That's the way I look at it. I think she was so good. And what I love that she said, Trish, and we're just wrapping this up really quick, so I'm going to get Renee on here. But she said what I loved about Daisy, because I think it's good to have people that inspire you in good ways and are role models for others. But what I loved what she said too is she said, if I can love the wrong person that much, imagine how well I could love the right person.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. She is very, very, very wise for
wise
her young
beyond
years.
Beyond her years, yeah.
Good
That's
job,
exactly
Daisy. Good job, Bachelor. That was the best I've ever seen, with a lot of class, and it represented how you handle things in situations that don't go your way.
I also read that he was respectful and without coming right out and saying it, old-fashioned,
yes,
during the fantasy suites.
Yeah, because when everyone goes in the fantasy suites, why would you want to go back there if the guy's been with four girls? I'd be
right.
done.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, like, I don't know that that's a good, especially, you know, on TV and you're seeing what's going on.
Yeah.
But he was respectful, and he did not say, I love you, until he knew the one he was going to pick. He didn't throw that term around.
Right.
You
good
know.
Job.
Good job, Joey, and I really enjoyed that one. I was crying, and Kelsey, oh my gosh, she's the sweetest thing, too.
Yeah.
Everybody was classy on that one. So, okay, so let's talk to about Philia love and friendship and fun. Is Renee on the line? We have
Hi, Renee.
We've got about 2.5-3 minutes, my friend.
Hi, Renee. Hi, guys.
Yes.
How are you?
Doing.
We've got a big, fun-filled weekend of Easter activities.
Okay.
If you guys know, and all of you that celebrate Easter holiday, I just want you to know we're having a huge concert event at Raymond James Stadium this weekend. And it is with all congregations coming together and celebrating with praise and worship. It starts at 7:30. The park opens, or where the parking opens, and the service starts at 10:30.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys, it's supposed to be one of the biggest events, along with the largest Easter egg hunt. And don't think I'm not going to be there. It's a massive Easter. They're going to put money scattered throughout those eggs, too.
We'll be there, too.
Massive, yeah. It's at Julian B. Park on Saturday, March 30th at 9 a.m. to 1 PM, and then another noteworthy one is the pier in St. Pete. Everybody loves the pier. It's from 11 to 7.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to take us right in to something that I was going to talk to you all about last week. Well, first of all, I wanted to add something to your nonprofit. Just, I don't know if you remember talking to Terry Pepin last a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
Her husband has a foundation called the Sean Brown Foundation.
Yes.
And they are having their fundraiser this weekend on Saturday at their lake house estate.
Mm-hmm.
And I have SeanBrownFoundation.com. If anybody's interested in going or donating to the foundation, it's for, they help families that are stricken with financial and emotional, mental and spiritually from the horrific disease of cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And we all know somebody in that situation, don't we?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So they are having their big fundraiser this weekend. And I wanted to add that from last weekend, and I forgot to tell you, Chris.
Yep. Thank you for
okay,
that.
Okay, and also, but also, a notable mention coming up. We are at the air show. Have you all been to the air show?
No, we got three down to, no.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, three
no,
down, yeah. When's the date Tampa, of it? When is it?
The Tampa Bay Air Show is this weekend, and it starts on Friday, and it goes from Friday to Saturday, and it opens, doors open, the gates open at 8, and it closes at 5, but it's at the McGill. And you can get online at TampaBayAirFest.com.
Renee, thank you so much.
Don't forget to watch the iHeart Radio tomorrow, Monday night, or the iHeart Awards.
Okay, thank you for that.
I have to watch it.
Thank you for that. And listen, try to get Terry and Sean on the show so we could talk about his foundation more. I asked her to come on, see if you could get her on the show, and we can talk more about that foundation, okay? Because that's a great foundation.
Yeah, it's this weekend, so maybe just pop on and look at the event.
Absolutely.
Have a great week.
Renee,
happy Easter.
Thank you. Happy Easter. Happy Easter so much for being here. Thank you so much for being here. And it's funny, Easter's here this year, really early. Easter changes each year, depending somewhat on the moon schedule. Every year, the Christian holiday coincides with the first Sunday after the first moon of spring, according to the
The first full moon.
So that's interesting because it is here early. So today we've been talking about Eros love. Renee just talked about philia. You talked about agape. We talked about Eros a little bit.
We covered it all.
We covered a little bit, but for the Eros love, I'm going to leave you today with one of Madonna's. She's going to be here, I think, April 4th.
April 4th, yeah.
And we're going to leave. I want you to respect yourself and love yourself, and that will help you love your partner or whoever you're with. But I'm going to leave you with a statement. Without the heart, there can be no understanding between the hand and the mind, and that's Madonna. Let's take a listen to Madonna and go out there, live your life. It's unwritten. Make the best of it. Have a great day.